It is only because he became like us that we can become like him. Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
You're listening to the Think Twice TV podcast.
And this was night and day different than anything I had ever experienced.
I was humbled and even embarrassed. I really felt God knocking on the door.
You know, I was an atheist and I thought that science was the right way and anything else was just silly. It was just, you know, like fairy tale really is what I thought.
God had a plan for my life. And I believe when we lose our life is when we find the life that God wants us to have.
Hola, shalom, and jambo. I am your hardworking host, Dan Henderson. Thank you so much for listening. If you know anything about my life and my story, you know that I was not always a follower of Jesus. I dove headfirst into all kinds of depravity, searching for something. But we do that, don't we? We look to create or discover what we think we are missing. Well, I didn't find the meaning of life until I was so broken and so humbled that I was ready to open my eyes to a new possibility. I learned what many of you have also learned, that Jesus is the reason for human existence, the literal Son of God. When my eyes were open to this, the things of this world grew strangely dim. I felt a peaceful presence guiding me, joy that seemed to come out of nowhere. Yes, and I know, it does seem too good to be true, and that somehow Christians are simple-minded morons, but again and again, I meet people who have traveled the same path, from spiritually blind to opened eyes. In this episode, we'll hear Nate's inspiring story of finding Jesus to be the real deal. And that's why we do this show, to share the true faith and real life change. It's all there for the taking if you will drop the old and take on the new. Also in the Heavyweights of Faith, we'll learn of the German pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the brave clergyman who stood up to Hitler and did his part in saving lives. No, enough from me, let's get right to it.
The only thing that gives me peace, true peace, peace that I've never felt before. Like I said, I've tried drugs, alcohol, partying, sex, just every sin you can possibly think of, everything that the world says is pleasurable, that is all just short-term, like, it never fills your cup. It never fills it up. It's like you have this hole in your heart and you try to fill it with money and goals and dreams and whatever, all the things of this world. And it's like short term, it's like, yeah, this makes me feel better. But then you always get used to it and get back down to that same level. And I never felt whole. Even though outwardly, it's like I put on a good show, you know, like I looked like I was fine and blah, 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 whatever. During these last 4 months, over and over and over, I can't go a day without thinking about God. I can't go a day. It changed everything. Over that first week after getting saved, it was like I had felt something, truly felt like my old heart was like ripped out of me and a new one was given to me, where so quickly, like it literally felt like 50% of my problems went away just like instantly. And the other 50% were like slowly being worked out, and they still are being worked out. But just like, it's crazy how quickly everything changed. I started loving and desiring Christian music. Oh, it just gives me so much peace. It's the only thing I listen to now. I love it. It felt like the blinders were removed. It felt like all these years I thought I could see clearly and I couldn't. And I was finally given glasses and I was able to look at the world the way that it is. And I'm like, holy moly, like I've been so blind all these years and I thought I was seeing clearly. I thought I was smart. I thought I knew what was going on. I had no idea. I guess the best way to explain it is just like when you feel the love from your creator, when you feel that love for the first time, you just feel something that is so beyond powerful that, and it just touches you in a way that like you've never felt before and you've tried everything. Like you've never felt this love before. And you finally feel peace for the first time. You thought you felt peace, you know, throughout your life. What you think peace feels like, there's so much more to it. There is so much more. and the only way to get it is Jesus. Like, Jesus is the only answer. He is the only answer. I'm telling you, and like, we're literally born wanting to turn away from God. It's like our flesh just like desires like goals and dreams and ego and pride and like all this stuff. And I'm telling you know, even smoking weed, even drinking, like, I wanted to stop drinking. I was tired of like waking up hungover and like feeling terrible and then feeling better by the next weekend and then going and drinking again and then feeling terrible again and just like caught in this cycle. Like, I always wanted to change that, but I couldn't change these things on my own. I couldn't change my anger issues on my own. I couldn't stop smoking weed. Didn't want to stop smoking weed. It was like I was trying to be better, and I was trying to improve these things myself all these years, but it was so difficult, and I could never do it. And I was just like trapped in this cycle. I almost got to a point of just accepting it all. And as soon as I found Jesus, he literally ripped out my old heart, replaced it with a new one. My desires instantly changed. And like, since getting saved, I've literally given up every sin you can imagine. And he's still working on me, and I'm not perfect yet, but it is crazy. It is a night and day difference. And all these things are happening naturally. Like, I hated the Bible, now I love the Bible. All the answers were right in front of me all along. But like, you know, life got tough. I hardened my heart and turned away from God. But I did that for so many years and tried everything myself and nothing ever worked. And finally finding Jesus, I'm telling you, it is the only true thing of this life. It is the truest thing. This is not some like psychosis I'm in either. I'm the most logical person that many people know. Like, I'm a very logical, factual person. I feel something from this that words just can't explain, besides this is the way, the truth, and the life. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful and blessed to just have God in my life. Like, man, what a difference it has made. Like, I don't even know how I went all these years denying him. Like, I don't know how I went all these years. And like, it's just like, you just, Satan blinds you. He blinds you and convinces you that like, you think you know what you're doing, and you're so, so wrong. I thought religion used to just be like, I don't want to give up partying. I like smoking weed. It makes me feel better. I don't want to feel bad about doing that or whatever. And it's crazy. You convince yourself, like, you just can't see it the way that it truly is. You think that it's all these rules and all this just stuff where you're just like, dude, like, and it's crazy. It's like, all my friends, none of them are religious. So I was afraid to take the first step because it's like, man, if this is real, I'm going to lose all my friends. I'm going to lose my girlfriend. I'm going to lose maybe my business. I'm going to lose everything. I was scared. I was so scared, and I didn't want to. I didn't want to give all these things up. But as soon as I decided to take that first step, it's just like you're literally given a new heart, and your desires change completely. So you're just like, you're almost happy to give it all up. I guess for anyone who's just like trying to figure it out, like, please, please take my advice. Just do it. Just do it. I wish I did this sooner. You know, if the Lord's starting to put this on your heart, like, just take that first step, and he will come into your life, and he will take care of the rest, and just trust him.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Heavyweights of the Faith, brief biographies of great believers who changed the world.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer was born February 4th, 1906, in Rohrklaw, modern-day Poland, but was part of Germany at that time, to an upper-middle-class family. His father was a psychiatrist and neurologist, and his mother was the granddaughter of a Protestant theologian. It was not particularly a religious home, but Dietrich was a studious child and declared his intention to work for the church at age 14. At age 21, he completed a doctorate in theology from Humboldt University in Berlin. But unfortunately, the age requirement for ordination in the church was 25. So Dietrich Bonhoeffer accepted a teaching fellowship at New York City's Union Theological Seminary. While there, he was befriended by Frank Fisher, who brought him to Abyssinian Baptist Church in Harlem, where Bonhoeffer was touched for the call for social justice and fell in love with African-American spirituals. He claimed his time abroad turned his attention from phraseology to reality. Upon his return to Germany, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was ordained and became a priest and lecturer in Berlin in 1931. Just 2 years later, Hitler rose to power. In January 1933, Bonhoeffer gave a radio address criticizing Hitler and warning people not to be misled. In April, he called for the church to stand against the persecution of the Jews. In October, Bonhoeffer moved to London to pastor two German-speaking congregations and to garner support for church's resistance to Nazism. In May 1934, Bonhoeffer was influential in drafting and signing the Barman Declaration, a document signed by a number of pastors insisting that Christ, not the German Hitler, were the head of the church. This document essentially founded the Confessing Church. Bonhoeffer then moved back to Germany to lead an underground seminary. While teaching about the Sermon on the Mount at the seminary, he wrote The Cost of Discipleship, a book calling for more faithful and radical obedience to Christ, rebuking comfortable Christianity. His seminary was then discovered and shut down by the regiment in October 1937. Bonhoeffer's book, titled Life Together, is a reflection on the Christian community he experienced at the underground seminary at Finkenwald. He later fled to New York, but returned to Germany within a few months, feeling that true discipleship demanded political resistance, and that to lead the church after the war ended, he would need to have endured suffering with them during the war. Having been a committed pacifist, Bonhoeffer was concerned that he might be drafted into the German army. So his brother-in-law recruited him into the German intelligence agency, claiming that Bonhoeffer's vast ecumenical connections would be an asset to the agency. He used traveling for the agency as a cover for rescuing Jews, but was arrested for this work in March of 1943. Bonhoeffer spent 18 months in Tegel prison, then was transferred to Buchenwald before being taken to Flossenbürg for execution after being convicted of involvement in a plot to assassinate Hitler. He was executed by hanging at Flossenbürg concentration camp in Germany on April 9, 1945. Just days before the American liberation of that POW camp. To this day, Dietrich Bonhoeffer is seen as a modern-day martyr. His books, The Cost of Discipleship, and Life Together are still widely read and are considered to be devotional classics. Dietrich Bonhoeffer stands as an example of a man committed to serving God rather than powerful men, no matter the consequences. His life and teachings are valuable resources for Christians interested in standing against injustice, and Christians in need of encouragement to obey God, no matter the cost.
Thank you to Compelling Truth for the use of their written biographies. Please visit compellingtruth.org for more information.
Hey, if you're enjoying the Heavyweights of Faith series, go ahead and stop by our YouTube channel and hear them all. Just search for Media Messengers on YouTube or go to youtube.com/Media Messengers. Well, just like Nate's story, I can definitely relate to finding something that I didn't think existed. And maybe that's you. Maybe you're checking out these claims about Jesus or this newfound faith that everyone seems to be raving about. All I can tell you is it won't be real unless you get real. God knows the real from the fake. He knows if you're halfway in it or halfway out. Just take a big step forward in faith. Open your heart and mind to Him, and He will answer. As always, I'd like to leave you with this Bible verse. This is from Proverbs 15:3. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good.